Our condolences to the believers upon the martyrdom and the recent arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his beloved family members, and his loyal companions. How sad it is that the month of Muharram has already passed, and soon, so will the month of Safar. Well, I'm sure you all had a super awesome experience on the great walk of arba'een. And I am glad I watched the Cube Sync special on arba'een. It was quite helpful. So if you remember, Amina, Maryam, Sakina, and I had all decided to go to the great walk of arba'een together in ode to our love and devotion for Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. And of course, we had a little helpful nudge from Sakina. So I wish I could tell you about every single thing that happened on our trip, because so much happened. It was like there was a story in every step we took. But it's not an IP talk show, you know. Okay. So, our quaint quartet had just arrived in Najaf for the great walk of arba'een. We were super excited, but we were also super nervous. Still, we found strength in Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, and we knew that she would help us out wherever we were. And yes, the walk was long, but time seemed to fly by and go really slow all at the same time. It was really strange. And it was so wonderful to see so many different people, so many races from so many different places, so many different colors, all of them walking towards one destination, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There were these beautiful flags some people were carrying, and there were precious children in their strollers. There were families, friends, big groups, small groups, even solos. And there were some people who didn't have a leg or an arm, and they were still walking on arba'een. Subhanallah. There was so much food. It was like the heavens just opened up and food rained down. There was so many different foods, and one place even had ice cream. All for the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And all the people were so incredibly friendly. Everyone was trying to help one another, feed one another, comfort one another, give strength to one another. There were doctors and nurses giving medical advice and help. There were people cleaning and waxing the shoes of complete strangers. And it seemed like just about everyone was talking about arba'een and Imam Hussein, the martyrs of Karbala, and of course, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. On the way, we thought we saw one of the girls from our school. And sure enough, when we started to talk to her, we found out that she did go to our school. Her name was Fizza. She said that she had lost her caravan. So we said, hey, you can come with us, and along the way, we'll find your caravan. Eventually, night fell, and we were still all walking together. And then Fizza said, this dark night, all this walking, it reminds me of Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. Amina, Maryam, Sakina, and I just looked at each other. There was always an interesting twist in our lives. And then Maryam said, what does this remind you of Lady Zainab salamullah alayha? Fizza said, it was a dark night. The stars would have hid themselves due to grief if it weren't for the command of Allah. There was grief and sadness in the air. Tents were partially burned. The smell of ash and smoke pained the throat. There was a deep silence in the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, perhaps out of fear, perhaps out of grief. Perhaps they were just too tired to keep on crying. There was an imam unconscious, a small child lost looking for her father, and Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, a spear in hand, protecting the women and children and imamat. Suddenly, Amina added, this dark night reminds me of the journey that Lady Zainab salamullah alayha had to take, on the backs of the camels that were not at all fit for a comfortable ride, children falling from the camels, and no one to pick them back up. And then Maryam added, and a dark night in a dark dungeon, far away from home, with tired and hurting feet, clothed with the mark of fire, dirt and mud, bitter cold at night, uncomfortably hot during the day, and the grief for a loving father that was too much for a small life to bear. Perhaps it's time to pause and shed a tear or two. So the five of us finally reached Karbala, and we saw the beautiful dome of Imam Hussein alayhi salam glittering in the morning sunlight. Subhanallah, it's just so unforgettable. You'll have to go and check it out yourself. Well, Amina, Maryam, Sakina, Fizza, and I were following in the footsteps of Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, and we learned so very much from the great walk of Arba'een. So right there on the day of Arba'een in the land of Karbala, besides the golden dome of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the five of us made a pact to follow all that we had learned on the trip of Arba'een. So our quint quartet was now a group of five, and I didn't really know what a group of five was called, so the IP research team helped us out a bit. Well, our quint quartet was now a quick pace to success quintet. Yeah, that's a group of five. I double checked. Amina, Maryam, Sakina, Fizza, and I, a quick pace to success quintet, following in the footsteps of Her Eminence Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. And by the way, if you were blessed enough to go to the great pilgrimage of Arba'een, then you'd better follow through and implement everything that you learned on Arba'een. And if for some reason you didn't go, then you'd better plan on going to the great pilgrimage of Arba'een next year, wherever you are. Oh, and don't worry, Fizza got back to her caravan and went home all right.